Hey y'all, welcome to Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin on Rainier Avenue Radio.world. If you've ever wondered about how relationships are approached from someone else's perspective, this is your relationship roadmap. Today we're discussing trust in relationships. And my panelists, which I'm now going to call y'all the tour guides of relationships. My guests are Vernon and Quanetta, and KC is once again joining us remotely. I want to thank y'all for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming to the Prince's Palace. So for any newcomers, the ground rules are as such. There are no right or wrong answers. Debate is welcome. Keep it clean. Keep it real, and most importantly, have fun. So we'll do a quick clink your neighbor. Here's to, oh, that's great. Casey Gatorade. This time has an empty Gatorade bottle. Every week there's some different way he clinks his neighbor. Okay, so let's get started. I did some research, looked around, asked some questions, and I found a interesting list in Reader's Digest. 11 signs you can totally trust your partner. And the signs that they listed were as follows. They share their feelings. They admit when they're wrong. They gush about details of the day. They look for excuses to touch you. You share a bank account. They go out of their way to put you at ease. They drop everything to talk to you. They let you do the talking. Their questions don't feel like an interrogation. They're not afraid for you to see their phone. And conversation feels natural. And I also posted the question on social media, and I got the following responses when I asked, you know, how do you know if your mate is trustworthy or if they trust you? And Lamar said, I think it's kind of like religion. It's a leap of faith until proven otherwise. You will never know everything. And he also added that he is coming up on 20 years of marriage to his wife, and he's still learning new things about her. So just have to take this leap of faith. Right. Tessie said that trust, the thing that's number one on her list for trust, since everyone lives on their phone, is if they are not protective over their phone. They don't mind you answering their calls or who they communicate with by text. They're trustworthy. But if it's off limits, that's a red flag, girlfriend. And she said girlfriend. So she really meant it. And another listener said mannerisms. You can tell by somebody's mannerisms if they're trustworthy. And you should watch the patterns in their eye contact in response to certain questions or statements. So you can kind of tell where they are if you can see those signs. So what do you think about this list, and anything you would add or subtract?
Well, I think that something is true in all of those things that they said, and something is different a little bit with the list per se. So when you think about what Daryl said with eye contact, it's already a proven fact if people look to the left or to the when they are not telling when they are answering a question, they're already lying. So that is a proven little thing that the majority of the people look a certain way.
Okay, wait,
when they're answering a question,
is one direction trust and the other direction is I'm lying? Or is it, I just can't look you in the eye, I'm looking to the left or the right?
Right. I think it's more of looking you in the eye when they are asking that question, when they're answering a question.
Oh, man.
So that is one thing. The other thing
that's
about...
bad for me, because...
I mean, I'm when you're being honest...
I'm an introvert, and eye contact is hard for me, so...
Well, you're so better you look down, lying. Or you better look up.
I'm sure all of my partners think I'm lying to them all the time, and it's because I'm an introvert. Okay, sorry.
I mean, the other thing about those 11 signs is like that bank account thing. The number one cause of divorce is financial. So they always generally recommend that, you know, those bank accounts are kind of separate, because financially is the number one cause, financial issues, it's the number one cause of a divorce or a breakup in a relationship. So I don't know know if I really agree with that one.
I did notice a rise out of you when she read that part.
I was like, oh, share a bank account that we trust each other. Yeah, that was a little something a little different.
Well, you know what? This brings to mind something. So with my second husband, you remember him. I'm going to stop speaking so funky about him. But we lived together after this. No, this isn't even a bad story. Okay. This one's not a bad story. It's just a statement. So we lived together before we got married. And he was like, let's get a joint bank account. And I was like, oh, my God. That's bigger than getting married.
Right.
I don't know if I can do that, right? You know, he's like, oh, but, you know, it's easier, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I really, really don't know. I said, I'm going to need some semblance that this is going to last before I combine my money with yours. And I'm not really excited about getting married, right? So he went and got a tattoo of my name on his arm to prove, like, okay, I'm here.
Wow.
Now, mind you, he is my ex-husband. And I've seen his current wife's name tattooed around the, you know, upper part of his neck. And that's great. But
she got two bank accounts.
I don't know. Like that bank account thing. That is a big deal. Mm-hmm. That's a really big deal.
Well, the bank account thing, what's interesting about the bank account thing, I don't have an issue on that per se, as long as it's understood that bank account is for X. So we can have a joint bank account, but I'm still going to have my own separate account. And I don't mind if you have your own separate account. The joint bank account is to do whatever. Maybe it's to potentially pay bills together. Maybe it's a savings account that you guys jointly have together for whatever, vacation, home purchase, whatever that may be. But I've never been one, no matter what, you know, to say we're going to combine all of our monies together. Even being married, and I totally trusted my ex-wife, we still had his, hers, and ours. His, hers, and ours. Yes, exactly. And various other ours that were for various different things. So, but she still had always had her side of money, and I still always had my side of money.
Well, I'll be straight up. I didn't trust anybody.
I think that's the difference between, once again, it goes the difference between men and women. It's easier for a man to trust a woman than for a woman to trust a man.
In general?
Can you explain that? How so?
Yeah, because most women, in a lot of times in relationships, they come in with the mindset of, okay, yeah, he's a man. So that's already the red flag right there. You know, but he's a man, and men do men things and yada, yada, yada. Whereas once a man is in a relationship, then he doesn't suspect his woman of certain things. That's why it's easier for women to do dirt.
See, we both said dirt, same time.
Because most men, once they're in a relationship, they don't.
Their nose is wide open.
But it's just like case in point, in a past relationship I had a situation where this woman kept asking me a certain question. You know, we had broke up for a minute, got back together. Broke, you know, and I mean, it wasn't even like 2 weeks. But then she kept saying, well, while we were apart, did you ever get with someone? And I'm like, no, you know. So I wasn't thinking anything about it. I was like, you know, we only broke up like a week or so. And this went on for several weeks. I mean, it's like all of a sudden, I'm telling this woman, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, said, you mean to tell me the time we were apart, you know, you didn't think about it? And it never dawned on me to ask her the exact same question.
She wanted that okay.
Because that's not what my mind was. My mind was not even on that. But at the same time, when I finally said, well, since you put it, what about you? Well, since you mentioned it. So basically what the situation was, she was hoping that I was going to say yes to justify what she had done.
Yep.
And even then, and I asked her, so if I had not asked you, would you have ever told me? And her answer was no.
No. Why? Y'all was broken
because,
up.
But the bottom line, but if you, but once again, it's two-sided. You want honesty, you want trust, but you're not willing to give it. You, sometimes you got to show it, you know, you got to show it yourself. So, but then that, and that's when it goes back to men don't, it's like, if I tell you right now, don't think about a pink elephant, you have no choice but to think about a pink elephant now that I put it on your mind. It's never on a man's mind not to trust his woman, but it's always on a woman's mind to always suspect the man of doing dirt.
Okay, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay, let me pause for one quick second. I need to do a station ID. This, if you're just joining us, this is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. And this is RainierAvenueRadio.world. And tonight, our conversation is about trust in relationships. And I'm here with Vernon and Casey and Quanetta. Go.
So the reason I say that's not true, Casey, is that there's only so much that men can actually deal with in that they can actually accept from a woman. Each man has their certain expectations of how a woman is going to carry themselves, what they consider to be respectful in terms of a woman's behavior, yada, 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 yada. If a woman decides to be friends with their ex, that is or is not okay with several men. And it's whether you have slept, men turn around and be like, well, have you slept with them? Well, how good of friends are they? And do they really like you? And da 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 da. They start setting all these parameters. So a man, first of all, might want to trust their woman, but a man knows what's in another man's thought process. And they don't necessarily trust that man to be around their woman because they're going to hit on them. Whether she got a big behind, whether she got some juicy titatas, it does not matter that they're not going to be comfortable.
Can you say that on the radio?
Two titatas. So they may or may not be comfortable because that's a situation that I continue to run up against because I am very social.
But I don't think that's him not trusting you. I think that's him not trusting the man.
But it's trust in a relationship.
Because it's vice versa. Because it's just like a woman can notice another woman noticing her man. You see what I'm saying? Just like a man notices another man noticing his woman.
Correct.
You know, women have women intuition, men have men intuition.
Correct.
So that's a situation where, once again, it's not about him not trusting you. It's about him not trusting that other person. Because he can truly feel, okay, listen, I know you got my back. But at the same time, that other person doesn't have an invested interest in you. So you can't control another person. You can't control the outsider. They may try to hit on you all day long, and although you can defuse it all day long, that doesn't negate the fact that they at least try. So okay. It's not about not trusting you.
So I got a question about that. If you do trust your woman or man, and you have this this thought that this person is gonna always try to hit on them, and does that give grounds for them to not, you're not supposed to see them? Does that make sense? Because if you trust your woman, you know, he can hit on you all day long and she's not going to do anything.
I feel that there's a point that I know. So men know what other men are thinking about, first of all. So we know that if you have a person that you're seeing, a woman that you're seeing, and she's desirable to other men, and she happens to be around another man that either she's had a past relationship with or whatnot. If that situation is one where that individual continues to be in pursuit of my what is now mine, the person I'm with, yeah, I think I would have a problem with that. I don't know I've ever been one that says you can't see your ex. Or you can't be a friend and things of that sort, because I'm very secure where I am with myself and with the relationship that I'm building with that individual. But yet, I will say, if I know for a fact that man is still pursuing and putting pressure on you, then yes, I would probably say, don't want that to happen. because I don't even want to put you in that position, you know, where you feel like you have to make that type of decision. I feel you would make the right one, but still, I don't even want you in that type of position.
And to go one step further with that, and I agree with everything Vernon's saying, to go one step further, and that's when the communication is got to be there. Because on either side, it's easy for you to say, listen, I'm not comfortable with this situation, especially if it's obvious that that person is still trying. Now, first of all, if that person, let's just say if someone is still trying to get with me, why would I intentionally put my new person in that position for her to feel uncomfortable?
Because you're going to turn around and say, and that other person is going to tell you that we are just friends. And I know that you're in a relationship, but the ultimate goal of that other person is to
find their in.
Find their in. But that's the difference, opposite sex doesn't see that when you have friendships. And that's
But you all said that if this person is, if it's obvious that this person is trying to, you know, be aggressive like that, then at that point.
But it's obvious to who? I'm saying it's obvious to that same sex person. Like, you know what a man is thinking, and you know how a man is looking at your woman. But the woman is not paying attention because they don't see that person like that. So it's a problem for you. It's like men know men and women know women.
Yeah, but that's when, at that point, if you're in any type of relationship, mm-hmm. then the person that you're with comes first. Because let's just say, Quanada, you and I, we're in a relationship. And you say, listen, I'm not comfortable with this because I'm noticing little things that she's doing intentionally. And at the same time, now, first and foremost, give me the opportunity to address it. You see what I'm saying? And if they start to show me that that's what their intentions are, then guess what? Right then and there, you're right. My loyalty has to come to you at that point. Because if I'm trying to make sure that you trust me, then I've got to adhere to what you're comfortable, you know, what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. Because with any situation, I go in with the philosophy, if we start out doing something, you got an A+ starting off the block. It's on you to lose that grade.
Vernon has something to say to this.
No, I was just saying.
Amening. No, he can't see it, but he's like,
no, I agree. Everybody starts with an A. Everybody starts with A+, and I totally am on the same page as KC. And it's up to you to get to lose that, and you know, to go from A to wherever you end up at. A being the fact that there's a great relationship, there's a great situation. I trust you. I totally agree with. I forgot which one of those things. I think there was a secondary gentleman that was speaking, and
it's a
Lamar with a leap of faith.
Leap of faith.
Yeah, I believe in that leap of faith up front, unless you've shown me something to render yourself as a negative in that sense, okay. That particular area. So you start with that A, and other little things. You're not showing me your phone. I'm not asking you for your phone, but you're hiding your phone, or you're not taking phone calls around me, or you're doing something that I would deem to be secretive.
That then drops you start knocking down your grade.
Yeah, exactly. Your grade comes down from there, and vice versa. When you're doing other things that make me feel comfortable, like answering your phone in front of me, responding to a text, and those are the things of today that people are doing, because people like to put their phone on silent, like turn their phone upside down, all this and that. I turn my phone upside down for various reasons. I turn my phone upside down a lot of times so I'm not interrupted by a potential client in the middle of my date, you know. But mm-hmm. the woman may look at that as me
trying to hide something. Exactly.
So that's where the communication part comes in, though, up front.
I got to ask Quanetta a question. So these guys have both said you start with an A. And you lose your points. Do women give the start with an A?
Hell no, I'm going to answer that. We don't start with no A. We start with Fs as men, and we got to work our way up.
I can only speak for myself, but I can't give somebody an A without them earning an A.
Exactly.
I would totally have to agree with you, Robin. I think over the time and how women have been treated, or the trauma that women have received,
Wow.
Well, you know I say what? Trauma that's a good because
word. Clink your neighbor.
Get your clink glasses. Your neighbor.
We done been.
I mean, y'all been with the wrong men. Trauma.
I mean, yes, you have to realize, you know, it is what even it is. When you think about when you date a guy, and I don't want to go too deep into this, but there's always that one woman that that guy has loved to death, mm-hmm. that has broke their heart,
yep.
and that every woman has paid for that one. Every woman has paid some kind of way for that one woman that has broke their heart, period. It's just a fact. Whether it was young, when it was your first love, or whether it was whatever, it's whenever that man went all in, men generally only go really, really all in that one time. Then everybody, you say they're starting with an A, but they're really not because they're a little scorned. And now they've learned that, wait a minute, that woman has to show me just a little bit more in order to get my trust. And that's everybody. Unless this is your first love, men and women don't go 100% in. They just do not. You learn from your mistakes and you learn from your broken heart.
Amen.
Period.
But I think what that is, because it takes a man, longer to say, yeah, okay, I'm gonna be in this situation. And when men say, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and commit to this thing, then men have the mindset of,
I agree.
I'm gonna do it, I'm I gonna agree. Do it.
But they have to get there. And that's what I'm know, saying.
But what I'm saying with that is, so when we are there, that's why we're saying you're starting off with an A.
But no. You're not starting with the A because you said when we are there. You have to get there.
What I'm saying is, but women can say, okay, I'm going to get into this relationship. But at the same time, I'm going to get into this relationship, but you still going to have to.
I agree. Women do have to make the man earn it. I agree with you 100% okay. that women don't start with an A.
I want to put one more question out there before we run out of time. I want to ask, what happens when trust is betrayed in a relationship?
All hell breaks loose.
And everybody goes for theirs. Everybody goes for
Do you
theirs.
Get out? Do you try? What do you do?
People don't get out because some people are vindictive. Some people are tit for tat. Some people want to hurt them like they hurt the other person or they were hurt. Or, yeah, you go for theirs. And, I mean, although you might want to love and you want to do the thing that you want to forgive somebody, that takes so much time.
That's why you run.
You know,
that's what makes a runner.
I would say this. I would deem it as depends on what the level, what trust was broken. You know, and
for example,
God, it's so hard because there's so many different things that
lying on something versus infidelity.
Lying on something. I can get past the lie, the infidelity part. As a man, I mean, I'm
Someone
just saying from
a woman.
Yeah, that's a little bit harder for. Yeah. I know it's a double standard we want y'all to accept when it happens with us and all that stuff. And but for a man, it's really it's mental for us to wrap our heads around. So, yeah, for us to have know someone else was with.
It's not
our
mental
woman.
For a woman.
I'm not
no,
saying.
It's
I'm speaking for a man.
For a woman.
I'm speaking
it's
for a man.
It's mental for a man. It's emotional.
Isn't it worse to have it be emotional than mental? That's
no,
a
no,
deeper
no,
cut.
No,
no? You don't think so?
Women can't. It's the difference of how men versus women see their partner. Men see it as that's theirs.
That's theirs.
Like an object, like a possession. It's a territorial. Yeah. Nobody can have theirs. Once someone has theirs, then it's never theirs anymore. That's it.
And that's not true for
you. No.
It's easier for a woman.
I disagree. That's why maybe I'm a man.
It's easier in my opinion.
I got the man perspective on this.
Yeah. I mean, in my opinion, it's easier for a woman to forgive a man. Simply because they have the mindset, well, that's just what men do.
No, and I,
only because
no, no, no.
Men
okay.
are such
no,
physical
let
beings.
You know what?
And women are.
And that's what men do, and that's why the next one gets his turn.
But let me finish.
Sorry.
Let me finish. But no man wants to ever envision his woman with another
man. No woman wants to envision their man with an... Okay. You know what?
Hey, in the movie was like, in that movie, when you're watching his woman, I forgot what it was, best man, with somebody else. In the movie, I was like, oh, and it wasn't even mine.
It's just... But that's why it's easier for a woman to forgive. Because a lot of times, a woman will forgive a man and try to get past it. A lot of times, a man, when the situation, he's done.
So next week on Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars, cheating. Cheating. Kick rocks. Let me know if you guys are coming back. Okay, sounds good. And you might know what my position is. Okay, so we are actually out of time. I want to thank you all, Vernon, Casey, Juanetta. Thank you for participating tonight. I want to ask the listeners to please send your thoughts and questions to contactprincessrobin@gmail.com. I would like to ask you to also follow me on social media. On Facebook, the page is Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. On Instagram, it's @JustPrincessRobin. Twitter is @JustRobN, the letter N. And then also please visit our website at www.RainierAvenueRadio.world for showtimes and other community news and programs. And I would thank you for joining us tonight on Traveler's Guide to Venus and Mars with Princess Robin. And remember, regardless of what the tour guide says, you've got to follow your heart. Until next week, smooches! Mwah.